We continue now with lesson number 92 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We are now in the 23rd Perek, the 2nd and 3rd Mishnah. Perek Chof Gimel, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Beis. We are now being introduced to another type of Av HaTumah besides Mishkov, besides a bed upon which a Zav, etc., reclines, where the bed itself becomes an Av HaTumah, so that the person who touches it becomes Tomei, and so do the clothing upon him become Tomei. We've also learned many examples of Moshav, of a seat or a bench or a couch, a chair upon which a Zav, etc., sits and renders that seat, that Moshav, an Av HaTumah, so that even the person who touches the Moshav becomes Tomei, and so do the Begodim upon him. Now, we're going to be introduced to a third type of Kli, and that is the Merkov, that which a Zav, Nida, etc., rides upon, saddles, etc. The Pasuk says in Parshas Tazria, V'chol ha-merkav asher, and Parshas Shemini, V'chol ha-merkav asher yirkav olov hazov yitmo, that whatever riding apparatus the Zav rides upon becomes Tomei. From here we see that anything which serves the purpose of supporting a rider, R-I-D-E-R, if a Zav rides upon it, that object becomes an Av HaTumah. As we will see in the next Mishnah Gimel, the difference between Merkav versus Mishkov and Moshav is that in the case of Merkav, the person who touches it does not become Tomei L'Tamei Begodim She'olov. He does not become Tomei to the extent that the clothing he's wearing also becomes Tomei. But rather, only if he picks up Masa, if he carries this Merkov, does he become Tomei to the extent that the Begodim he's wearing also become Tomei. So the Mishnah says now, Elu Tomein Mishum Merkav. The following objects are Tomei Mishum Merkav. Number one is Zerez Ho'ashkeloni. The Zerez seems to be a type of a wide strap which is used to hold the saddle in place. It's usually wrapped underneath the belly of the donkey and hooked on or attached to the ukef or saddle which lies atop the neck or the back of the donkey. Interestingly, on the Pasuk, Vayachavosh es chamoro, the Targum Onkelos translates Vayachavosh as vizarez. So you see this zerez is related to the word Vayachavosh, to tighten or to prepare the saddle in a way that it's ready to be used for riding. Umeducha hamodis. Here too there are various interpretations. Modis means it's from Modai, the place called Modai Media, M-E-D-E-A. And it is kind of a machteshes. It's used to grind foodstuffs that need to be ground, but it's a big thing. It's used when people sit upon it, and by sitting upon it, imagine a seesaw. Two people sit upon the two ends, and in the middle, they press down upon whatever they're trying to crush, grapes or whatever it is. So here too, they sit upon this machteshes, this maducha, and therefore it is now a seat. As a seat, it's Merkov. In other words, Merkav is not just used for riding donkeys or riding camels. It's also used for riding upon Kalim, where you, like a seesaw, where you ride upon it to go up and down. The Ovitchel Gomel, this is the pillow atop the top back of the Gomel, atop the hump of the Gomel where a person sits. Vitapeton Shel Sus. Tapeton Shel Sus. Some translate that it means a kind of a blanket which is spread under the ukuf, under the saddle. Others understand tepeton to mean the stirrups into which a person puts his feet when he is riding a horse or a donkey. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af tapeton shel sus tomei mishum moshov. That this tapeton is not only tomei mishum merkov, which as we will see in the next Mishnah is a lesser tumah, but it's also tomei tumas moshov, which is a stricter tumah. Why? When does a person sit or stand upon a moshov, upon a tapeton? So the answer is bepnesha omden olav bakumpon. Kumpon means, maybe it's related to the word campaign. It's kumpon, it's obviously not a Hebrew word, but it means at the time of a certain game that they used to play, a certain competitive game, the spectators would stand upon these stirrups in order to be able to see. They're in the back row of the stadium, they want to see the game, the action. They'll stand upon this tepeton shel sus in order to be able to see further. Some say that the players, they're playing a game like polo, and they're riding upon a horse, and they stand upon these tapetons, stirrups, in order to show their agility and their skill. So that's Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah concludes, Aval ukov shel noko tome. Noko is a female camel, and its ukov is tome. Now, how is this fit? So some say the pshat here means that this is part of the Tanakama, not Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama admits that the ukov shel naka is tome moshov, because a person sits upon it. It's more than just merkov. And some say quite the contrary. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi agrees that a ukov shel naka is tome merkov, because it's only used for rechiva and never used at all to stand upon, as the tapeton shel sus is. What is the essential definition of merkov? It's interesting. It's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Erevin. If you look at Maseches Erevin, Daf Chof Zayin, there Rashi says that tumas merkov means an object which one can lean upon or rest upon during the process of riding. That's what makes it a merkov. Whereas Tosfos there says that merkov is an object upon which one sits with spread feet, with one's feet spread apart, like you sit upon the saddle of a horse. So one can look up that machlokas there in Erev and Daf Chof Zayin. But now let's proceed to Mishnah Gimel. Ma bein merkav lemoshev. What difference does it make if both the object upon which the Zov rides and the object upon which he sits both are avos hatume? So what difference does it make whether something is called a merkav or a moshev? So the Mishnah answers, merkav cholak mago mimaso. With the case of merkav, there's a difference between tumas maga and tumas masa, between merely touching the merkav or carrying the merkav. That a person who carries the merkav hazav is metame begodim. The clothing he's wearing are also tame. But the person who carries the merkav, but the person who merely touches the merkav of the zav is not metame the begodim. And the Mishnah continues, Umoshav, whereas the case with Moshav, with a chair or a bench, lo cholak mago mimaso. There's no difference. Even the person who merely touches the Moshav Hazav is metame begodim, as is the person who carries the Moshav Hazav. And that's what we learned way back at the beginning of our Masechta in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel about Mishkov, that Mishkov too is metame bemaga ubemasa, the person and the begodim she'olov. The Mishnah now describes another instrument, a tapis shel chamor. A tapis is a kind of a ladder which is stretched along the length of the chamor and is used to put packs upon the different rungs of the ladder. But it's used to carry packs. Normally a person doesn't sit upon it. Shehu yoshev oleho. Suppose a person sometimes does sit upon it, tahora. It is still tahora, meaning it is not merkav or moshav, because it's not ro'i normally for rekiva or yeshiva. However, shina boes hanikovin. Suppose a person widens the spaces between the rungs of the ladder, so now he can sit between the rungs of the ladder. There's room for him to sit directly upon the back of the chamor and hold on to the sides of the ladder to support himself. Then it becomes a seat. It is royal yeshiva. Or if he brings the rungs of the ladder together in such a way that they're close together, and now he can sit upon them. No, in these cases, Tameya, then it is Mekabel Tumis Medris, because it now is a seat, Moshov, and as a seat, it's Mekabel Tumas Medris. And so we have finished Mishneh Gimel of Perek Chof Gimel, and in the process have concluded lesson number 92.